Saint Michael, the Archangel, and the Satan argue over the body of Ashley Babbitt.
May it please the court, and may I first present that Mrs. Babbitt came to the bay with God's assent. In Trump's America, it was allowed that Mr. Babbitt be seen as well now, monetarily, of course. And though she was worthless, was proud to be named Queen of the Pool Service. And when the feds called the loan, she was too retarded to make any sense of it. She started with the pizza gate and the cabal and the homeless immigrants, the wall that she climbed in her pocket of earth, and for the brief moment before the end of her life, she got to feel in charge of her fate. A creature so useless, been forced to wait for any sense of agency. Judge. And Michael, y'all know me, how I was appointed by him to know the faults and failings of the masses below. We all can see, act of creation aside, that it's best for all beings this varmint had died. She cowered enraged of her own ineptitude, she never helped one. And when left destitute, she shrilled her impotent voice, her Cro-Magnon mind came caught in the noise, no soul, no loss, all disgrace. Your Honor, opposing counsel, I rest my case.
The judge turned to Michael, who, swallowed in thought, stared blankly down upon the evidence he had brought. And inside his mind was the consideration of every person, of every nation, of different values, of different words, of countless deaths and several births. He saw two factions. On either side of the street stood them, calling on the others to weep for their sins. Sees the blind. And so our Michael knew the mind of Sulla, his believers, all their kind. Stalin and Robespierre, Tsar and Gonzalo, Hitler and Urban II, Polk and Tojo, even Lenin required his Dzerzhinsky. And the angel considered intently that Christman would suffer middle-aged stroke, that O.B. would crash out and burn all that he wrote, that Lana would marry a crocodile hunter, that a boy in some place would be torn asunder with no recourse as to who or how or why. Poor Michael then started to cry as he foresaw Buncombe's coming retribution. And he was reminded, while in state of confusion, of his own powerlessness in the face of the plan, which wouldn't let him save a drowning woman or starving man, and he saw the place he once knew as Eden, washed away, broke down, defeated. Former glory must be redoubted. So in court he was astounded to vision had fallen among the formerly well-known tree. Poor Ashley's counsel could only reply,